investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni are Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information about Mazingo is at mazingolake.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring the Journey Through Time display. This center also features a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, an aviary, and available conference space. More at stjoenaturecenter.info.
We're back at Bearcat Arena, where the Northwest Missouri State women hold the lead 26-15 with 4:53 to play in the first half. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
From the campus of Northwest Missouri State University, this is KXV Maryville and KRNW Chillicothe.
Come down to the baseline with the dribble, spins into a double team, gets it out to Lizzie Nestling, left wing. Between the circles, goes for Hill, and then the pass to the right side is knocked away. Nice defense there by Jasmine Howe. She's able to knock it off of Asia McCaskill, and out of bounds, so Northwest Missouri State forces another turnover. Williams with it on the right side, brings it to the top of the key. Now over to the right for Schechinger, to Howe. Howe with it as she drives to the free throw line to Smith. Smith at the top of the key will work it right side for Schechinger. Schechinger gets the screen from Mustaine, brings it to the free throw line, down the lane, avoids contact. Well, doesn't quite avoid contact, gets knocked to the floor. Asia McCaskill tried to come over to draw a charge. That's what Schechinger avoided. Ended up getting McCaskill called for her second foul. And Northwest will inbound on the baseline right. That's the third team foul against Lincoln in the second quarter. Inbound over to the right side for Howe. Inside to Schechinger. Bump, but goes up with the shot. No good. Too strong. Zuri Hill, the rebound for the Blue Tigers. Outlet will go to Yoakum on the right side. Yoakum on the wing. Brings it top of the key. Over to the left for McCaskill. Now to Nestling. Up top it goes to Nate. Over to the right, Yoakum. Yoakum looking inside for Zuri Hill. Now gets it to her. Hill wants to drive on Mustaine. Swatted again, and Mustaine comes away with the rebound. That's becoming a battle here tonight between those two. Macy Williams with it on the left side. Williams brings it to the top of the key. Now over to the left for Schechinger. Schechinger with it on the wing. Goes on the drive. Layup on the left side. In and out won't go. Mustaine the rebound. The follow off the glass. Good for Shelby Mustaine. First points for Mustaine, 28-15, the lead for Northwest Missouri State. The Bearcats with eight blocked shots. Now a three from the top of the key. No good for McCaskill, and the rebound underneath to Macy Williams for Northwest. Williams will bring it across midcourt, right side. 3:15 to play in the first half. Northwest Missouri State up by 13. In the left corner, Bailey Smith takes a three. Got it! Bailey Smith knocks it down from the left corner. Her first three-pointer of the season, and a timeout for Lincoln. 31-15 Northwest lead over Lincoln with 3:07 to play in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 31-15, Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over Lincoln. 3:04 to play in the first half. Lincoln with a basketball. McCaskill on the right side goes on the drive, throws up the layup, air ball. And a rebound is tipped out to the free throw line where Bailey Smith will corral it for Northwest. Smith will give it up to Williams out near midcourt. Williams gets a screen and goes up with a layup left side. Nice move by Macy Williams. Williams with 4 points. That matches her season average. Northwest up 33-15. Top of the key, Nestling. Out of the left side for McCaskill. Yoakum open, will launch a three. That one is off. The rebound inside, and Shelby Mustaine will control for Northwest, giving it to Macy Williams. This game's starting to feel like that Nebraska-Kearney game a little bit.
Yes, it is.
Macy Williams with it at the top of the key. Brings it over to the right side. Howe on the wing. At the top for Mustaine. On to the left side for Smith. Smith will dribble to the free throw line. Spins as she backs down. Now kicks it to Howe. Howe on the drive. To Meyer, top of the key. Over to the right for Williams. Five on the shot clock. Into Mustaine. Kick out Howe. Three-pointer on the way. That's off the left side of the rim. And the rebound will go out of bounds as Zuri Hill watches it bounce over the Lincoln bench. So the Blue Tigers will get the basketball. Sarah Neptune back into the lineup for Lincoln.
One of the things I like about Northwest in this game, and it goes back to things coaches always talk about, is effort from the very start of the game. And Cats have really ramped up their effort level in this ball game, and they are going after loose balls, hustling on defense, and just doing a lot of little things right.
On the left side, open McCaskill takes a three, misses that one. Zuri Hill saves the ball inbounds momentarily as it goes out of bounds on the sideline. So Northwest Missouri State will have it. 140 to play in the first half, 33-15 lead for Northwest. Dorian Briggs set to check in for Lincoln at the next dead ball. Williams works it left side for Howe. Howe goes on the drive, grab, but no call. Goes up with the shot anyway. It's short, and the rebound inside for Neptune. She'll get it over to the left side. McCaskill tries to get it to Hill. Does. Shot off the front of the rim. No good, but a foul will send her to the free throw line to shoot two. This foul will go against Northwest Shelby Mustaine. That'll be the first on Mustaine. Second against Northwest, and Zuri Hill to the free throw line. She'll have two opportunities from there, and the first one is good. Briggs now gets back into the lineup for Lincoln with 1:20 to play in the first half. Northwest Missouri State up 33-16. Second free throw for Hill on the way. And that one in and out, no good. Mustaine there for the rebound for Northwest. Gives it to Macy Williams. She's across midcourt with the dribble. Working it on the right side of the floor. Now to the top of the key. Underneath to Mustaine. Mustaine got a little too far into the bucket. Missed the shot, but the rebound and follow attempt by Meyer draws the foul. So Tanya Meyer goes to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul is on Hunter Yoakum, her first. And Meyer steps to the line where she is 36 of 45 this season. First one is up, and that one is good. 7 first half points for Tanya Meyer. Northwest's lead now 34-16, 107 to play in the first half. Second free throw for Meyer. Off the front of the rim, the long rebound inside to Lizzie Nestling for Lincoln. Ahead to Briggs on the left sideline. Picked up by Howe on the wing. Now a pass down low. Kicked by Howe. Just about got it into the stands. But an inbound coming for Lincoln on the near sideline right in front of the Bearcat bench. Now under a minute to play in the first half. Nestling between the circles to Neptune on the right side. Spires her dribble there. Bounce pass into Hill. Hill. Shot fake this time. Now a shot over Mustaine and it's good. Zuri Hill with 3 points. And Northwest will use their use-it-or-lose-it timeout with 47 seconds to play in the first half. 34-18, their lead over Lincoln. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
34-18, Northwest Missouri State's lead over Lincoln. 47 seconds to play in the first half. Northwest will have the basketball. Neptune will apply a little pressure in the backcourt as Macy Williams brings it up the floor for Northwest. She crosses the timeline, will work the right side of the floor with this play. Waiting a bit, letting some time run off the clock before they set the play in motion. Now Williams will work it to the middle of the floor. Look for Schechinger on the right wing. Got it to her there. Schechinger gets a screen, brings it to the free throw line. Off her foot, but right straight to Howe. Inside to Schechinger. Schechinger with an up and under move on the left side. Draws a foul. And Timber Schechinger will go to the free throw line to shoot two. The foul on Dorian Briggs will be her third. And Schechinger to the line where she is one of one. Converted on a three-point play early in the ball game. And she'll get two opportunities from there at this point. 20 seconds to play in the first half. 9 points for Schechinger so far, and the first free throw off the front of the rim. And to the lineup, Asia McCaskill take the place of Briggs. And a second free throw coming for Schechinger, and that one is good. So she hit one of the two. 10 points now for Schechinger. Neptune with it. 17 seconds to play in the half. Northwest up 35-18. Neptune in the center circle, guarded by Williams, brings it over to the left side. Now spins back to the middle, to the high post for Hill. 16-foot shot on the way, good for Zuri Hill. Five for Hill, quick inbound to Macy Williams. Two on the clock, half quarter on the way. Banks hits the front of the rim and no good. Just about went for Macy Williams, but a great half of basketball for the Northwest Missouri State women. They lead Lincoln University 35-20 as they head to the halftime locker room. We'll be back with more from Bearcat Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Meyer Auto Center in Maryville, offering new vehicles from Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. Meyer Auto Center also offers pre-owned vehicles and GM-certified service. More at MeyerCars.com or 660-582-2116.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with buckets of original recipe or extra crispy chicken and sides for lunch or dinner.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers work boots from Red Wing, Timberland Keen, and Doc Martin, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
We're back at Bearcat Arena, where we are at the half. The Northwest Missouri State women with a lead 35-20 over Lincoln University. And, John, just good play on both ends of the floor from the Northwest women.
Yeah, and it really starts with the effort they're giving. I mean, a lot of energy out there going after loose balls, something we talked about earlier. Defensively, doing a great job blocking out to get rebounds and just, frankly, doing a good job blocking shots inside, making it tough for Lincoln to get off anything on the offensive side. Then they're coming down, getting some great looks in the paint, getting those to fall, and when they kick it out on the perimeter, they've been knocking down some threes and really executing very well in this game. So getting great effort, getting great execution, and what it's resulting is a 15-point lead here at halftime.
And now, of course, we look for that consistency as we've seen them play well in halves before, but need to carry that over into the second half.
So I think the first 5 minutes of this third quarter coming up will be big for Northwest if they can continue on and maybe build on that momentum the rest of the way. And they just can't let up. When they get up the lead here against a team like Lincoln, which has defeated them this season, they know that they were capable of getting beat against a team like Lincoln, but they got to keep that enthusiasm up and just keep rolling the rest of the way, and they could come up with another big win. But again, it's all about effort and execution coming up here in the second half.
Northwest Missouri State women with a 35-20 lead over Lincoln at the half. The men's game coming up a little bit later on this evening. When we come back, we'll hear from Northwest men's associate head coach Austin Meyer. We'll do it in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, design, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck bed liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Back at Bearcat Arena, 35-20, Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over Lincoln. As we are at the half, the men's game coming up a little bit later on this evening, and Northwest men's associate head coach Austin Meyer joining us. And Austin, win at Pittsburgh State on Saturday, but yet another grinded out MIAA type of game Saturday.
Yeah, it was definitely that. And as you know, it's obviously a tough place to win. We haven't won there a lot over the years. But, you know, we had a little stretch there right at the end of the half where you know, we didn't get back transition defense-wise, took a couple bad shots. And, you know, we were kind of had them at a breaking point. We were playing really well, and then we let them back into the game. But we regrouped and played pretty well the second half and made enough plays down the stretch to win the game.
I know it's a little more stressful for coaches when you have so many close games, so many tight games, but it just makes the game of basketball and the long regular season a lot more fun, I think especially for fans, when you know you're going to see good games each and every night.
Yeah, for fans, yeah, definitely. it is good to close games are fun. I mean, you remember those games as a player, too, and as a coach, you remember the close ones, but anytime you can win handily, those are fun, too.
When you have games like that, does that help keep the team on point? I mean, you guys obviously tell them you can have a close game any night, but they've obviously experienced it. Does that help keep them focused through this long season?
Yeah, I think so, and we usually stress to them it's going to be a close game, you know, especially a road game in the MIAA. You got to do whatever you can to get out of there with a win, and usually those are going to be close games, and hopefully you play well, you play really well, and you can win, you know, rather easily, but that doesn't happen very often. So, but being in close games, it prepares you for down the stretch, and obviously you get to where we want to get towards the end of season and into March. There's probably going to be mostly close games because you're going to be playing really good teams, and like I said, yeah, most games are going
to
be close.
First one against Lincoln was a close one. It happened to be a loss down there in Jefferson City, but we were talking before this women's game, and you know, it was just a tough week. You had been on the road a lot. You had some illness on the team at that point in time. You got to feel a lot better coming into this matchup with Lincoln.
Yeah, we do, definitely. And going back and watching on film, you know, we felt like we got pretty good shots and didn't make them. And obviously we didn't do enough defensively and other intangible wise to win the game. You know, we should still be able to win games when we don't shoot it well. But, you know, we feel like we're going to get good shots and we feel like we can get the guy to defense and our shooters are going to get shots. And obviously playing at home, you're a little more confident. I mean, we're always confident in our shooters, but the ball tends to go in a little bit more on your home floor.
That first matchup, you mentioned that the drive and kick out really worked for you. Do you think that's something that might be able to carry over tonight?
Yeah, we talked about, you know, we're going to probably see a lot of zone, and it's more of a matchup zone, so it's not your true zone reads where you get the ball in the high post, look down and opposite. It's more of a kind of run your man offense against it because they tend to match up. So we put in some wrinkles offensively, but yeah, we still feel like we can get the gut and we can kick out to shooters and get shots.
With the experience that your team have, do you find that it's pretty easy to put some different wrinkles, make some changes, especially when you're seeing teams for a second time?
Yeah, definitely. And you know, for the most part, we you know, the guys pick it up pretty quick, and we do put stuff in from game to game and try not to complicate it too much, but we do a pretty good job of picking things up and executing them from game to game.
All right, get one tonight.
Okay, thanks, Matt.
That's Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State men's associate head coach. They'll match up with Lincoln University a little bit later on this evening. We are at the half of the women's matchup, 35-20, Northwest Missouri State's lead. We'll be back to look at some of the stats from the first half right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Jesse, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800. and from Nottoway Valley Bank. With 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nullison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. And from the Maryville Daily Forum. In print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com, the Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Services, offering services from athletic training to physical therapy to total joint replacement. More at SSMHealthStFrancis.com. Also from Younger Auction Company, auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
The Halftime Report, underwritten by Meyer Auto Center.
We're back at Bearcat Arena with the Bearcat women up by 15 over Lincoln University at the half. Looking at some of the numbers from the first half of this one, Northwest led in scoring by Timber Schechinger. She had 10 first half points. Also, one of three players with 6 rebounds in the first half as the Bearcats out-rebounded Lincoln 27-13. In that first half, 7 points for Tanya Meyer. Also 7 points for Jasmine Howe. She had a three-pointer and was 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Also had 6 rebounds for the Bearcats. 4 first half points for Macy Williams. 3 points for Bailey Smith. Bailey hit the only three-pointer she attempted in the first half. A couple of points for both Shelby Mustaine and Taylor Scholl. Mustaine also with 6 rebounds in the first half for Northwest. For Lincoln, they were led in scoring by Hunter Yoakum. Yoakum with 10 first-half points. She was 2 of 3 from three-point range, including one from about 27 feet out. 5 first-half points for Zuri Hill. She was 1 of 2 at the free-throw line. 3 points for Lizzie Nestling. She was also their leading rebounder, pulling down 3 in the first half. A couple of points in the first half for Jasmine Guthrie off the bench, rounding out the scoring for Lincoln. Shooting the ball, Northwest Missouri State was 14 of 31 from the field. That's good for 45%. They were 2 of 10 from three-point range, 5 of 7 at the free throw line. On the other side, Lincoln shot 25%, 7 of 28. They were 3 of 7 from three-point range and 3 of 4 at the free throw line. Northwest dominating the paint, both ends of the floor. They had 22 points in the paint in the first half to just 6 for Lincoln. But the Bearcats also with 8 blocked shots in that first half as well. Lincoln was trying to score points in the paint, but Northwest was having none of it as they ended up with 3 blocked shots apiece out of Tanya Meyer and Jasmine Howe. A couple of blocked shots for Shelby Mustaine in that first half as well. So Northwest Missouri State with the lead here at the half, 35-20. Over Lincoln, we'll take a timeout, come back, get you ready for second half action. After this, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Halftime Report, underwritten by Meyer Auto Center.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More information is at 562-4657. And from Diner 71 in Maryville in the Hy-Vee Plaza. Diner 71 is a family restaurant offering Bearcat fans breakfast all day as well as lunch and dinner. Diner 71 serves a varied menu from soups and salads to burgers, sandwiches, steaks, and seafood. More at 660-562-2471. Support also comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repairs as well as network setup, computer training, and data recovery. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Meyer Auto Center in Maryville, just south of the square, offering new vehicles from Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. Meyer Auto Center also offers pre-owned vehicles and GM-certified service. More at MeyerCars.com or 660-582-2116. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MerrivilleDailyForum.com, the Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
We're back to Bearcat Arena, 35-20. The Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over Lincoln University. We're not too far off from the start of the second half. Both Bearcat basketball teams will be right back here at Bearcat Arena on Saturday afternoon. They'll be taking on Lindenwood, both teams with close losses at Lindenwood earlier this year. And that was a stretch where Northwest had been on the road quite a bit, and Bearcats have since started playing better basketball on both the men's and women's side, but they'll match up with Lindenwood in the afternoon. It's a 1:30 tip-off for the women, 3:30 for the men. We'll be on the air at 1:10 with the pregame show before the women's game along the Bearcat Radio Network on Saturday afternoon. It is also their pink-out game in honor of breast cancer awareness this Saturday afternoon as well. Lincoln out there ready to get the second half underway. Northwest still huddled up over on the sideline, and for Lincoln, they'll go back to their starting lineup. Asia McCaskill, Lizzie Nestling, Zuri Hill, also Hunter Yoakum and Sarah Neptune. For Northwest Missouri State, Timber Schechinger, Jasmine Howe, Taylor Scholl, Tanya Meyer, and Macy Williams. Northwest will have the ball to start this third quarter. Chance to build on their 15-point lead. Cross midcourt, Macy Williams with the dribble. Works it over to the left side for Schechinger. Cats going right to left in this second half. Scholl on the wing, brings it out to the top of the key. Now to the left for Howe. Howe with a couple of dribbles, looking inside at Tanya Meyer. Gets it to her at the high post. She backs down with the dribble, up with the shot on the right side. Good for Tanya Meyer. That's 9 for Meyer, 37-20. Northwest with the lead. Lincoln with their first possession of this second half. Yoakum to the top of the key for McCaskill. Now on to the left side, Neptune. Neptune gets it to the high post for Yoakum. Drive shot hits the bottom of the backboard. Hill with the rebound. The follow knocked away by Meyer. But Tanya Meyer will be called for the foul. That'll be the second on Tanya Meyer. And it will send Zuri Hill to the free throw line to shoot two for Lincoln. Zuri Hill will shoot two. First of the two attempts on the way. And good for Zuri Hill. She'll have a second opportunity as well. Now 2 of 3 at the free throw line in this ball game, and the second one goes as well. 7 points in the game for Hill. Northwest Missouri State up 37-22 over Lincoln with 9:20 to play in the third quarter. Macy Williams to the top of the key, throws a pass, actually just lost the handle on it. It's off of Nestling, and it's picked up by Lincoln. Now over to the right side in the corner, Yoakum. Yoakum drive along the baseline, into the left corner. It's a pass to McCaskill, a three-pointer on the way, no good. Rebound to Hill inside for Lincoln. Now over to the right wing, Nestling throws it to Yoakum. It's off her fingertips, but she'll chase down the loose ball. Now to Nestling on the right wing. Out to Yoakum between the circles. Over to the right side, Nestling. Bounce pass into Hill. Hill against Meyer. Forces the shot. No good. Rebound on the baseline. Tipped by McCaskill, but it's picked up by Timber Schechinger for Northwest. Macy Williams will take the outlet. Bring it up the left side of the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now over to the right wing. Looks inside at Meyer. Not there. Now to Schechinger. Schechinger down the lane with the dribble. Kick out for Howe. She goes on the drive. Just inside the paint. Picks up the dribble. Gets it out to Meyer. Meyer will drive with it into the lane. Bump shot too hard. Rebound tip. Nestling out of there with it for Lincoln. Outlet goes over to the left side. And back to Nestling, top of the key. On to the right for Yoakum. Tried to drive baseline. Cut off by Scholl. Nestling up top for McCaskill. Now to the left, Neptune. To Yoakum between the circles. On to the right, Nestling. Pass from McCaskill inside to Hill. Hill with a dribble. Shot fake, shot up, no good. Rebound for Tanya Meyer. Both teams trying to pound the ball inside in the early part of this third quarter. Northwest Missouri State up 37-22. 7:41 to play in the third. Pass on the right side goes to Timber Schechinger. Now into the corner for Scholl. Scholl looks inside, gets it to Meyer. Meyer with the hook shot off the glass, no good. And the rebound for Zuri Hill for Lincoln. The outlet will go to Neptune. Ahead to Yoakum on the right side. Yoakum looking in at Hill. Instead will launch a three off the glass. She banked in one of her three-pointers. This time it's no good. And a rebound for Macy Williams for Northwest Missouri State. Bearcats up by 15. 7:08 to play in the third quarter. Williams into the left corner for Scholl. Up to Meyer. Open. A three's on the way. Got it. Nothing but net for Tanya Meyer. That's 12 points for Meyer. And it's a 40-22 lead for Northwest Missouri State. 6:53 to play in the third quarter. Yoakum with it on the right side. Inside to Hill. Hill out top Nestling. Now on to the left side, Neptune. Inside to Hill once again. Double team. Into the corner, McCaskill. She'll try a drive. Spins to the baseline. Wild shot. Air ball. Rebound. Schechinger. Good defense there by Jasmine Howe. And Northwest Missouri State with a chance to build on their 18-point lead. Macy Williams on the right side of the floor. Brings it back to the middle. We'll work it to the left wing for Scholl. Got a screen from Meyer to the top of the key. Now to the free throw line. Kick out Williams into the corner. Schechinger, a three on the way. That's off the front of the rim and then up and over the backboard. And that'll give it back to Lincoln as Shelby Mustaine checks back in for Northwest. Jasmine Guthrie in along with Dorian Briggs for Lincoln. We pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Bailey Smith checks into the lineup for Northwest Missouri State as well. Bearcats up 40-22, 6:10 to play in the third quarter. Lincoln with the basketball. Yoakum between the circles, over to the right wing for Neptune. Neptune looks at the high post, gets it there for Guthrie. Guthrie kicks a pass to Briggs down the lane. Shot knocked away, but a foul call will send her to the free throw line for two. The Northwest foul against Timber Schechinger. That'll be the first on Schechinger. And Briggs to the line where she is 37 of 43 this year. First two opportunities from the line for Briggs today. She averages 9 points a game. And the first free throw here is her first point this evening. She knocks it down. Azarian Ave checks back into the game for the Blue Tigers. Second free throw, also good. So Briggs hits both, makes it a 40-24 game. Northwest Missouri State with a lead in the basketball. Scholl pushes it up the floor, getting by Nate. Now between the circles with it right side. Brings it to the top of the key. On to the right for Schechinger. Into the corner for Smith. Drive by Yoakum. Bounce pass to Mustaine. And a shot good for Shelby Mustaine. Good drive there by Bailey Smith. Forced the help side defense to come over and got a wide open Shelby Mustaine. Now inside to Guthrie. Guthrie lowers the shoulder a couple of times. Can't get Mustaine to budge. Then misses the shot. Rebound for Shelby Mustaine. 42-24 Northwest Missouri State's lead. Bearcats with the ball. 5:20 to play in the third quarter. Schechinger with it on the right side. Now gives it to Howe. Howe will dribble it to the top of the key. Over to the left for Scholl. Into the corner, Smith. Smith dribbles it up to the wing. Gets it across right side to Schechinger. Splits the defense up with a wild shot, but he got it to go. Schechinger with great concentration as she was off balance there. She has 12. Now Yoakum pushing it up the floor. Tries to get a pass over to Guthrie. Draws the bump. So an inbound coming on the baseline for Lincoln. The foul call against Bailey Smith is her first. We got a timeout. 4:58 to play. Northwest Missouri State leading Lincoln by 20. We're back in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned, late model autos, and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum. In print or online at MarryvilleDailyForum.com, the Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for today's game comes from Lane's Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Plinger with the ball out of the timeout. The inbound comes to Hunter Yoakum on the right side. Northwest Missouri State ahead by 20. Top of the key it goes to Nave. Works it over to the left side. Briggs drive along the baseline. Double team. Pass gets to Nestling. Shot knocked away, but Lizzie Nestling draws a foul. We'll go to the free throw line for two. Taylor Scholl called for her third.
Cats so far continuing the type of effort they had in the first half, and one of the stats that really stands out when you talk about effort, rebounds. In Northwest right now, out rebounding Lincoln 32-18.
First free throw by Nestling, no good. She'll get a second opportunity. 4:45 to play in the third quarter. Right now, Northwest Missouri State up by 20, 40-24. Second free throw from Nestling on the way, and that one no good as well. And then the rebound swatted out of bounds by Jasmine Guthrie. So Northwest Missouri State gets possession.
Interesting lineup right now for Northwest, having both Mustaine and Meyer on the floor at the same time, and that really gives Northwest some options out there, especially since Meyer can step out and knock down a three.
Jasmine Howe works it up the floor for the Bearcats. Over to the left side, gets the screen on the drive in the lane, up with the floater off the glass, in and out, no good. And the rebound inside for Nave for Lincoln. We'll push it ahead to Yoakum. She'll go on the drive with it all the way to the hole, and the shot is good by Hunter Yoakum. 12 points for Yoakum, 44-26. Northwest Missouri State with a lead in the ball, 4:17 to play in the third quarter. Williams with it on the right side, brings it to the top of the key. Now over to the left for Smith. Gets the screen as she dribbles to the free throw line, spins, kicks it out to Meyer. Meyer up top, hands it for Scholl. Now we'll set the screen. Scholl between the circles, looking in for Mustaine. Into the corner, Williams gets it to Mustaine. Shot off the glass, good for Shelby Mustaine. Good ball movement to get a better look inside for Northwest, and it's a 46-26 game, Northwest with a lead. Lincoln with the ball, Briggs on the left side, drives, trying to get it down to Guthrie, tip, Guthrie comes away with it, shot blocked away, rebound loose in the lane, picked up by Nestling, who then throws it away, saved inbounds by Nave, but Northwest up with it. They've got a two-on-one opportunity. Meyer on the right side, tried to go over to Scholl, getting back. Nave able to knock it away, that's Briggs, and Yoakum picks up the loose ball for Lincoln. On to the left side, Nestling will launch a three, and it's good for Lizzie Nestling. Nestling with her second three-pointer of the game, 46-29. Northwest Missouri State with a lead in the ball, 3:15 to play in the third quarter. Bearcats with 9 blocked shots tonight. Team record is 14. Top of the key, Smith. Smith will go on a drive down the left side of the lane, up with the layup, no good, and Guthrie there for the rebound for Lincoln. Gives it up to Nate. She'll try to take it all the way to the hole. Gets a layup, but blows it. And the rebound to Tanya Meyer for Northwest. We're under 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. Northwest Missouri State ahead, 46-29. And now a timeout for the Bearcats with 2:42 to play in the third quarter. We'll take the timeout with them. Northwest up 46-29 over Lincoln University. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Meyer Auto Center in Maryville, offering new vehicles from Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. Meyer Auto Center also offers pre-owned vehicles and GM-certified service. More at MeyerCars.com or 660-582-2116.
We're back to Bearcat Arena, 46-29, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Lincoln, 2:42 to play in the third quarter. And, John, it really looks like that good first half play we saw out of Northwest has carried over into the second half.
Yeah, they really picked up in, with the effort again here in the second half. And that's the main thing. They, from the very start of this game, they've been ready to play. Again, going after loose balls, defensive boards, just not allowing Lincoln many second chance opportunities, and running their offense very well, getting very good looks at the basket.
Northwest with the ball out of the timeout. Macy Williams at the top of the key, dribbles it over to the right wing, gets it to Meyer up top. Meyer guarded by Zuri Hill, will work it over to Scholl on the right wing. Scholl up with the shot from 16. That rattles out, but Meyer there for the rebound for Northwest. Gets it out to Jasmine Howe. The Bearcats will reset the offense, work a little more clock here. Williams into the paint, kicks it out. Schechinger will take a three left side. Good for Timber Schechinger. First three of the game for Schechinger, 20th on the season, and Northwest up by 20. A drive the other way for Lincoln, shot by Briggs, no good. The rebound lost out of bounds. It will belong to Lincoln. 2:02 to play in the third quarter. Briggs will inbound it. Baseline right. Sets the play in motion. Looking. Had a couple of open players. Didn't get it to him. Now in the left corner. A three on the way for Nave, and it's good. Azaria Nave with her first points of the ball game. She averages 8 points a game. And it's a 49-32 lead for Northwest Missouri State. Some full court pressure from Lincoln. Not real intense full court pressure. Cats break it. Williams at the top of the key. Brings it over to the right side for Howe. She'll dribble up to the top, get a screen, now into the left corner for Scholl. Inside to Meyer. Meyer, a couple of dribbles, backing downhill, shot off the front of the rim. Hill with the rebound for Lincoln. She'll dribble out of trouble, get it ahead to Yoakum. Yoakum across midcourt on the right side, now we'll work it to Nave. Over on the left side of the floor, between the circles, gets a screen from Hill. Now to the right baseline, Nestling with a 15-footer, and it's good for Lizzie Nestling. It's 8 points for Nestling, 49-34. Northwest with the lead in the ball, 1:10 to play in the third quarter. Cross midcourt, Taylor Scholl brings it to the top of the key. Now wants to work it left side, does to Williams, inside to Meyer. Meyer backs down with the dribble, gives it to Howe, cutting down the lane, and an offensive foul going to be called after Meyer. Got rid of that ball, tried to screen off a defender, and gets called for the foul. That'll be her third, Shelby Mustaine, into the game for Tanya Meyer. 55 seconds to play in the third quarter, 49-34 Northwest Missouri State's lead. Lincoln will have the basketball. The Northwest women looking for their second conference win of the year. Nave across midcourt, brings it between the circles. Now over to the left side for Yoakum. Yoakum down to the baseline, up with the shot, no good off the glass. The rebound looked like it was going to Yoakum, but Williams gets in there and gets a held ball out of it. Possession for Lincoln with 44 seconds to play in the third quarter.
Again, one of those hustle plays that will help out Northwest down the line.
And an inbound coming for Lincoln, baseline right. Dorian Briggs steps out. Looking in the paint for Hill, has to lob it out to her on the perimeter. Up top for Nave. Nave down the right side of the lane, kick out for Briggs. Briggs into the paint, up with the floater. It's off the front of the rim. The rebound tipped by Hill to herself. Then has the ball knocked away by Schechinger, picked up by Briggs. Briggs has it knocked away. She'll come down with it to Nestling. Now over to the left for Yoakum. 25 seconds to play in the third quarter. Yoakum inside to Hill. Hill working against Mustaine, nearly lost the dribble. Kicks it out to Nave on the left wing. Three-pointer on the way, good. Second three of the game for Nave, both coming here in the last few minutes of this game. 10 seconds to play in the third. Northwest with it. Williams has it knocked away by Nave, who will get an open layup the other way. And it's good for Azaria Nave. 8 for her, all coming in this third quarter. The inbound at the end of the third, 49-39. Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Lincoln as we head to the fourth quarter. We're back in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and Veterans Affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.beincollege.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers a selection of new automobiles and pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com or 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring the Journey Through Time display. The center also features a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, an aviary, and available conference space. More at stjoenaturecenter.info.
Lincoln is back into it. They outscored Northwest 15-5 over the last 5 minutes of that third quarter. It's a 10-point game. Northwest with a lead in the basketball. Inside to Meyer. Meyer goes up with a shot. Couldn't get it to fall, but does draw the foul on Zuri Hill. That'll be the second on Hill. First team foul against Lincoln in this fourth quarter. And Tanya Meyer will go to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest.
Start of this fourth quarter, I think, very important for Northwest. They've had great effort throughout this, but they need to start hitting a few shots and, again, getting some stops now on for Lincoln on defense to kind of stop this run here that Lincoln's been on.
First free throw by Meyer is good. That run at the end of the third quarter for Lincoln cut the lead in half. Northwest had led by 20. Second free throw by Meyer, good as well. She has 14 points tonight. Lincoln with her first possession of the fourth quarter. 51-39 the lead for Northwest Missouri State. Sarah Neptune out near the center circle, closely guarded by Williams. Now to Nestling. On to the left side for Yoakum. Inside to Hill. Hill with a spin move on Meyer. Shot off the glass. Good for Zuri Hill. 9 for Hill. Back to a 10-point game. Northwest with a lead in the basketball. Williams across midcourt with it. To the top of the key. Now over to the right side for Schechinger on the wing. Schechinger into the lane. Bumped by Nestling. That'll be the second foul on Lizzie Nestling. Second against Lincoln in this fourth quarter. Northwest to inbound. Baseline left. Baseline right. And the inbound to the baseline for Taylor Shull. Shot fake. Drive. Now backs it out. Brings it over to the left for Macy Williams. Williams to the top of the key. On to the left for Howe. Howe down to the baseline. Bump. Spins. Now goes up with the shot and got it to go. Was looking to pass it off for a moment there, but couldn't find anybody, so she hits the shot instead. Northwest Missouri State up 53-41. 8:48 to play. Nestling to Neptune between the circles. On to the left side for Briggs. Down to the baseline with the drive. Now kicks it out right side. Nestling just inside the arc. Shot off the front of the rim. Got her own rebound and the follow off the glass. Good for Nestling.
One of the rare times in this ballgame, Northwest hasn't boxed out on the defensive boards. It ended up an easy rebound and putback for Lincoln.
And a 10-point game. Northwest with the lead in the ball. Williams to the top of the keeper, Meyer. She'll drive on Hill. Goes up with the shot. Offensive foul on Tanya Meyer as Lizzie Nestling slid over to take the charge, and that will be the fourth on Meyer.
Big foul on Tanya's played a very good game so far today, but getting in some foul trouble, and we'll get Shelby Nestling off the bench. She's also played well coming in this ball game. Shelby especially on the boards with 7 rebounds coming off the bench.
53-43, Northwest Missouri State on top. 8:21 to play in this ball game. Northwest women lost by 2 to Lincoln in Jefferson City, 66-64. And Lincoln with the basketball. Sarah Neptune across midcourt right side. Between the circles with it. Now to the high post for Hill. Back out to Neptune. Hill will set a screen. Neptune over to the right wing. Now to Nestling, top of the key. Goes back over to Neptune right side. She'll dribble it to the left. Now stops, reverses, back between the circles, avoids a double team. Nestling top of the key, looked in at Hill, not there. Four on the shot clock. Nestling will have to drive, forces the shot, no good. Rebound, Shelby Mustaine for Northwest. 7:47 to play, Northwest Missouri State up by 10. Williams across midcourt with it. Now over to the wing for Schechinger. Schechinger down to the baseline, gets it into the corner now for Scholl. Inside to Schechinger against Nestling, up with the left hand, shot no good, fight for the rebound, held ball. Possession arrow will give it to Lincoln with 7:29 to go. Bailey Smith back in for Northwest, Azarian Ave for Lincoln along with Asia McCaskill. Over to the sideline comes Macy Williams for Northwest Missouri State. 53-43, the Bearcats lead. Nave across the timeline, working the left side of the floor. Gets a screen from Hill at the top of the key on the drive. Kick out to the wing, McCaskill. Now into the corner for Nave. She'll bring it up to the wing with the dribble. Down to the baseline, up with an open 12-footer. It's off the front of the rim. The rebound picked up by both Asia McCaskill and Shelby Mustaine. Held ball with a possession arrow, giving it to Northwest. Now some full court pressure here from Lincoln. They've shown some pressure. Don't pressure really the inbound pass much and then back off as Nave just basically runs side by side with Taylor Scholl as she brings it up the right side of the floor. Now over to the left side on the wing. Into the corner for Smith. She'll bring it up to the wing. Inside to Schechinger. Posting up. Up with the shot. No good. Got her own rebound. Kick out to Howe. Three-pointer right wing off the back of the rim. And Zuri Hill with the board for Lincoln. Outlet will go to Nave. Ahead to Briggs on the left side. 6:40 to go. Northwest Missouri State ahead 53-43. Nave between the circles. Bailey Smith out there guarding her. A lot of movement away from the ball, but nobody getting open for Lincoln. Now inside to Hill. Hill with a dribble. Shot over Mustaine. No good, but Shelby Mustaine will be called for a foul. That'll be the second on Mustaine. And Zuri Hill will go to the free throw line for two for Lincoln.
There you were. Lincoln's getting back in this game. Earlier, Northwest was doing a very good job on the offensive boards, getting some putbacks. But late in the third quarter, here in the fourth quarter, Lincoln doing a much better job on the defensive boards and then getting down on the offensive end and turning those into points.
Hill hits the first of two free throws. 10 points for her. Lizzie Nestling back in the Lincoln lineup. Takes the place of Asia McCaskill. 53-44. Northwest still with the lead. 6:24 to play in the ball game. And the second free throw is good. So she hit both of them. Gives Zuri Hill 11 points in the ball game, and it's a 53-45 game. Northwest with a lead in the ball, but Lincoln still trying to chip away. On the left wing, Bailey Smith gets a screen from Schechinger to the free throw line. Down the lane to Howe in the right corner. Shot fake, couple of dribbles, 15-footer on the way, and it's good. The shot fake got Dorian Briggs to fly by. And Jasmine Howe with 11 points for Northwest. Bearcats back up by 10. 5:56 to play. Inside to Hill. Hill dribbles through the lane. Shot fake. The shot hits the bottom of the rim. The rebound knocked out of bounds by Jasmine Howe. And Lincoln will inbound on the baseline right. Inbound will come from Dorian Briggs. Gets it over to Nave on the right side. And now she tries to figure out a way around Shelby Mustaine. A travel call against Zuri Hill. We'll give it back to Northwest. 55-45, the Bearcat lead. 5:45 to play. Schechinger works it ahead to Bailey Smith, breaking the full court pressure from Lincoln. Smith out near the center circle for Scholl. She'll dribble to the left wing, gets a screen from Schechinger to the top of the key. Now leaves it on the right side for Howe. Howe on the wing. Up top, down the lane she goes. Wants to get rid of it, does to Schechinger. Down the lane, left-handed shot, good off the glass for Timber Schechinger. 17 for Schechinger, 57-45, Northwest up. Lincoln with a basketball, 5:15 to play. Right corner, Nave, inside to Hill. Hill through the lane, kick out to Nestling, now to Briggs. Briggs down the right side of the lane, up with the shot, but a reach-in foul against Northwest. This will go on Taylor Scholl, and that's going to be the fourth on Scholl. And it will send Dorian Briggs to the free throw line for two. Briggs 2 of 2 from there. so far tonight. 5:07 to play. Briggs' first free throw rattles down. Into the ball game, Jasmine Guthrie takes the place of Zuri Hill for Coach Nicole Collier. Asia McCaskill will check in for Briggs at the next opportunity. Second free throw for Dorian Briggs is good, and here is that opportunity. 4 points now for Briggs. Brings it back to a 10-point game. Northwest Missouri State leading it 57-47, 5:07 to go. Inbound to Jasmine Howe. Now to Timber Schechinger against some pressure in the backcourt. Schechinger picks up the dribble, needs some help, gets it to Bailey Smith. She's going to have to hustle. Smith, now a timeout by Coach Scheel before the 10 count. 4:57 to go, 57-47 Northwest. We're back to Bearcat Arena in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers athletic shoes from New Balance, Nike, Brooks, and Asics, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Services, offering services from athletic training to physical therapy to total joint replacement. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State with the basketball coming out of the timeout. They lead it 57-47 over Lincoln, 4:52. To play in this one. Taylor Scholl on the left side gets a screen from Shelby Mustaine. Brings it top of the key now to Schechinger on the left side. Schechinger with a drive through a double team. Shot off the glass too hard. Rebound Mustaine. The follow good for Shelby Mustaine. That's eight tonight for Mustaine. 59-47 Northwest with the lead. Yoakum on the right side. Gets it into Guthrie. Guthrie to the lane with a dribble to the free throw line. Nestling 15-foot shot good for Lizzie Nestling. That's 12 points for Nestling, and full court pressure again from Lincoln as they break the pressure. Smith brings it across midcourt right side. Now gives it to Taylor Scholl. Scholl into the lane to Jasmine Howe. Left corner three on the way. That's off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped, and Nestling knocking Timber Schechinger to the floor, getting after that basketball. Should be called for the foul here, and she is. That'll be the third on Nestling. 13 foul against Lincoln as well.
Timber popped right back up after that, so she took a hard knock to the floor there, but again, getting right back up and ready to roll.
Zuri Hill and Dorian Briggs both back into the game for Lincoln. Northwest Missouri State ahead by 10, 59-49. Inbound to Schechinger. Quick shot off the glass. Good for Timber Schechinger. 19 for Schechinger. Lincoln tries to push it up the floor. Yoakum inside to Hill. Hill with a dribble in the paint. Shot knocked away by Shelby Mustaine. And a foul call against Mustaine. And Mustaine asking the official that was closest to the play, did you see a foul? Because the one well away from the play is the one who called the foul.
Boy, when it, from our vantage point, looked like a nice clean block, but just unfortunate there for Shelby.
Third foul on Mustaine. Two free throws coming up for Zuri Hill. She's 5 of 6 from there in this game. And the first free throw is good. Hill with 12 points tonight. She had 9 in the first meeting against Northwest. Macy Williams back in for the Bearcats. Second free throw by Hill is good. So she hits both on this trip. 13 for Zuri Hill. She averages 13.5 a game. Back to a 10-point lead for Northwest. Pass to Mustaine. Kick out to Howe, and the Cats will work the clock. 3:49 to go. Williams between the circles. Brings it over to the right side. Leaves it for Smith on the right wing. Smith will bring it to the top of the key. Spires the dribble. Now kicks it over to Williams on the right side. Williams with it on the wing. Into the corner for Schechinger. Schechinger into the lane with four on the shot clock and another bump by Lizzie Nestling, and that'll be the fourth on Nestling. It's also the fourth team foul, so after this inbound, both teams will be in the bonus the rest of the way. 3:29 to go. Northwest Missouri State up 61-51.
Northwest has handled the full court pressure of Lincoln much better than what they handled Pittsburgh State's full court pressure Saturday. Now, I think Pitt State played a little bit, but did a better job with their full court pressure, but still Northwest handling things a lot better tonight.
Asia McCaskill back in the game for Lincoln. Bailey Smith with it on the right side for Northwest between the circles. Williams, nice look inside for Schechinger. Shot won't go. Mustaine tipped the rebound, but is chased down by Briggs. Gets the outlet to Nave. Nave through a double team over to the right side on the sideline. Now to the top of the key. A three-pointer on the way for McCaskill, and it's good. Asia McCaskill with her first points of the ball game. 61-54, Northwest with a lead in the basketball. 3 minutes to play, the closest that Lincoln has been since...